Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, this is Saturday night, August 11th, 2018. And yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, I'm asking that you would please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along with none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who's going to share with us another inspirational poem. And then he's also going to deliver God's word again on tonight. So please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And then also, can you please call your neighbor, call a friend, or email or text them and let them know that the word is about to go forth, so they want to tune in and be blessed as well through God's word on tonight. As always, we always open up with prayer, so I'm asking our listeners if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you honor, glory, and praise because of who you are. Heavenly Father, before we ask for anything else, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I start with myself, then I also include my entire family. My guest on tonight, Deacon Robert Cox, and his entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain, so that we can continue to move forward and continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our individual God purposes, and then as a corporate body of believers, our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. You know who they are and you know where they are. And we know that you are the doctor. You are the physician who never lost a patient. So we know that you are the healer. You're still working miracles even today. Even though some people in the world don't believe it, you are the miracle worker. You are the healer. So we know that you have no respect of persons. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver all over the land those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up our pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, to you, and not only him, but I lift up my father, James Frank Brown, Sr., Heavenly Father, he was just released from the hospital on yesterday, as you know. And then as soon as he got home, before he could get in the house, good, he had another fall on the outside of the house. But thank you, Heavenly Father, for your saving grace that you did not allow him to hurt himself even further than he was already hurt. Thank God no bones were broken. He did not hit his head. But we know it's all because of you. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver him, Heavenly Father, and all those that are standing in the need of a healing. Heavenly Father, again, we know that you are the healer. So we put them in your care in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would do what needs to be done, that they would have a testimony after you have touched and healed their bodies, that they will let the world know that it was you who have healed them, that you will be glorified through it. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that as you move by your Spirit through your word on tonight, that it would touch the hearts and minds of those that maybe are contemplating on giving their lives to Jesus Christ, and especially for those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that something will be said through your word on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their hearts that he is your only begotten Son, that he died for each one of us, and that he rose for each one of us with the power and the victory in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God and every believer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight, that those that are spiritually blind, their eyes will become open after hearing your word on tonight, and they will become saved in Jesus' name. Because we know that your word declares and that you wish that no souls be lost. So that's my prayer, and that's the prayer of every faithful believer and committed doer of the word, is that no souls be lost in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just continue to move by your Spirit over the airwaves. Help us to decrease on tonight, that you would increase in us. We pray, Lord, that your word will be received through and by every listener that's tuned in on tonight. Because we know that everyone that's tuned in, they are tuned in by divine intervention. You're in divine intervention, that they are tuned in because you have a word for them on tonight through your man of God, through Deacon Marvin Cox. So we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Heavenly Father, again, for who you are, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we ask that you would just move by your Spirit over the airways through Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. Have your way and continue to bless each listener on tonight. Continue to grant them the desire of their hearts, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And oh Father, before we close this prayer, I pray and we come in agreement that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow, and each door is going to be open in your Son Jesus' name all over the land on tomorrow, Heavenly Father, that your vessels that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this who will continue to stand on your word and declare your word, what you said in your word, not their feelings, not their opinions, but what you said in your word, that they would stand on your word tomorrow and declare it and preach it, that after hearing the word, many souls will be saved even tomorrow after hearing the word, that you will be glorified even the more, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, tonight's scripture, food for thought, comes to us saying, why is the body of Christ today waiting so long to do actual street ministry? That is a good question. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight comes again in the form of a question. Why is the body of Christ today waiting so long to do actual street ministry? I'm sure the Lord is asking the same question. He already knows why. But that's a good question for the body of Christ. Those that are not actually doing street ministry, because we do want to give reverence and a shout out to those that are actually doing street ministry all over the land, because there are some Christians, faithful doers of God's word, that are actually out there doing street ministries. But we know that there can be even more that are saved in Jesus' name, need to come from behind the four walls of the church. After giving God glory, honor, and praise, after hearing the word, we need to go out into the hedges and the highways as we are commanded by the Lord to do, and to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they still have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins, in Jesus' name. So that's what we are now, because we see the handwriting is on the wall. The enemy, he is still walking around and like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is still dividing households, marriages, ministries, communities, and nations and families, and that's what he does. And so we, as the body of Christ, it is time for those that are not actually doing street ministries, it's high time for us all to be about our Heavenly Father's business and actually start doing street ministry. Go out into the streets where the people are and meet them at their needs, and through the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to give them what they need, with their physical needs being met first. Then after that, then they will be able to hear and receive the word of God. So I pray that we all come together on one accord and do what we are commanded to do from the Lord himself, from God himself, is to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time, because if there's going to come a time when they want to be saved. If they're not saved, it will be too late. So be about, it's time for the body of Christ today to be about our Heavenly Father's business. After giving glory and praise and worship to God on Sundays or on whatever day you give God praise and glory individually and come together as a body of believers, as we're supposed to do according to God's word, then it's time for us to go into the streets and do street ministry for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. So that's what we need to be doing today, for the time is coming that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can email me at @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And once again, I do want the listeners to know that I do not know you personally, but God do know you. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. And so I just want you to know that I constantly pray for you, the worldwide listeners that tuned in faithfully to this worldwide ministry, and I pray that you are being blessed by this ministry. So I want you to continue to share the good news so that others can tune in and be blessed by this ministry as well. So right now, before Deacon Marvin Cox comes forth sharing with us another inspirational poem, he's going to go directly to God's word. We're going to go to our music break on tonight, I'll Do His Will by the late, great Reverend James Cleveland, and so that should be every one of our goal and purposes and desires is to do the will of God, that he will be glorified through each one of us individually, then as a corporate body of believers, being faithful, committed doers of his word. So right now, I pray that you enjoy the music break, I'll Do His Will by the late Reverend James Cleveland. Whatever he wants you to do. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's what the Lord is talking about when he said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He is looking for those that are being faithful, committed doers of his word, that he's looking for more faithful, committed doers. So that's why it's important that we go into the vineyard and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name, because they have a calling on their lives. They have a God purpose that only they can fulfill. So that's why it's important that we be about our Heavenly Father's business, doing the will of the Father. So I pray that you was blessed by that song by the late Reverend James Cleveland, I'll Do His Will. So I pray that that is your heart's desire as well. I'll do His will. Whose will? The will of God, the will of the Heavenly Father. That's the will that we should all be trying to obtain and do and accomplish, so that God would be glorified and pleased with your life and my life individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. So that's why it's important that we remember this spiritual food for thought once again before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, this spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question, and this is a serious question. Why is the body of Christ today waiting so long to do actual street ministry? That is a good question, and I'm sure the Lord is asking that same question today. We can find time to do everything else, but we are not really, truly, fully being about our Heavenly Father's business, going into the hedges and highways and compelling them to come in and be saved. That's what it's about, going into the hedges and highways. Back then, we're going to bring it up to date. That's going into the streets. So, yes, again, it's good to give God praise and glory and honor within the four walls of the church, the building, the actual building. That's what we are required to do. Come together as one corporate body of believers, praising God for who he is and all that he is, giving him glory, honor, and praise. That is due his name. And then after hearing the word, then we are to go into the streets. That's why the people are hurting. And once again, once we get into the streets and be led by the Holy Spirit, we should feed whatever their physical need is first, because that's what we mess up at, I believe. We mess up when we have a good intention, but we try to throw the word on them, and we have not met their physical needs first. And so why do I say that? get their physical needs met first. And then I believe truly that once you get their physical needs met, then you will be able to have their fully divided attention. Then the Holy Spirit can work through them, through you, as you minister to them. Then they will be able to receive and hear the word. Now, that's my belief, and I believe that I'm not the only one that believes that way. So that's why it's so important that it is high time, such a time as this, because Jesus is soon to come again. It is high time for the body of Christ to come together and go out and do street ministry again. We do have a lot of churches around the world, even in the United States, that are actually doing street ministry, but we have more churches that are not doing a street ministry that need to be joining in with these other ministries. And you stay on your side of the west, north, east, or south, or whatever it takes. Do your part wherever you are, and let's do what we're called to do, and that is bringing souls to Jesus Christ, and that God will be glorified. So right now, we're going to bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem, and then, again, he's going to break the bread of life, which is God's word, with us on tonight. I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And once again, listeners, I do want you to remember and know that I do pray for you. I do not know who you are personally, but we serve a God who knows who each and every one of us is, and he knows who we are and where we are at all times. So I want you to know that I pray for you. And so I'm asking you to continue to keep me and keep this ministry in your prayers, that God will move by his Spirit, that he will have his way, because we know that through the word of God, he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, even through this worldwide ministry. So I'm giving him glory, honor, and praise in advance. So I just thank him for what he's already done through this ministry, and the best for this ministry is yet to come. So continue to tune in and be blessed by this ministry. Right now, Deacon Marvin Cox, I yield the mic to you to share with us another inspirational poem. And then if you could, please go directly into the Word of God.
Amen. As once again, I thank the Lord for this opportunity to bring forth his word. By the time being far spent, the previous lesson that the Lord gave me to give to his people was all hope is not lost. And for those who have lost things and lost loved ones, tonight the Lord gave me the answer to the lesson that was taught this past Thursday. And the topic of the poem is, there's a grand reunion coming. There's a grand reunion coming with all the saints going by. We'll behold the master's glory, and the victory shout we'll cry. We'll see a sea of happy faces and a sky devoid of rain. We'll behold a world of triumph, devoid of death and pain. There's a grand reunion coming. We'll see Moses, Paul, and James. We'll sit by Father Abraham. We'll call them by their names. And we'll learn from them to worship, or what power they can impart. While we can spend an age or two just learning heart to heart. There's a grand reunion coming with all our loved ones in the Lord. We'll be joined as one with open arms to gather around his word. There will be no time for arguments, only time to rejoice and pray. A second chance to do things right and do things God's way. We'll hear choruses of love and joy. We'll sing Amazing Grace. And with all the saints who ever lived, we'll gaze upon his face. God has planned a happy ending, so take heart with every trial. There's a grand reunion coming that will make it all worthwhile. Amen. I'm going to go right directly into tonight's lesson. For those of you who have a Bible, our lesson for tonight is coming from the Gospel recorded by St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. I'm going to read 5 of those said verses, and it reads, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Now, our lesson for tonight has given us distinct lessons on what it is that is required of us. And it says give. The topic is give without recognition. Now, you wonder what that means. Well, I'm going to explain to you that God's word is letting us know this evening that we're not to draw attention to ourselves. We're not to steal his glory. We're supposed to do these things anonymously, and our Father will reward us openly for those things. And see, it's very, very important for us to do these things. It's very important that when the Lord give us something to do, that we do it in the name of the Lord, not to draw attention to ourselves, not to make men think well of us, not to call in some future favors. Because there are those that is uplifted in the name of the Lord who are, and it's sad to say, who are prostituting his word, who are getting benefits from the things that God has told them to do. Because I am just a vessel that the Lord has chosen to bring forth his word. Brother Brown is just a vessel also. And all of those that is uplifting and upholding the name of the Lord, we are all just vessels put on this earth to bring forth God's word, to minister unto God's people. Now, it's very easy when we went out on the mission, we did our missionary work, we went to the nursing home, we went to the convalescent home. It was very, very important, especially to the elderly, to let them know why we were there and who sent us. We didn't come to bring attention to ourselves or to say that we're going out there in the fields to bring recognition to ourselves, and it's such a great thing. We did that because there was a need. There's a need for God's people to go out there. And when we went to these nursing homes, we would pray, and we would pray that we would be able to move ourselves out of the way for the simple reason that in confusion or in a dazed mind or one with Alzheimer's, it's important that that individual know that it is the Lord that sent me there, that it is the Lord that is providing the fruit, that is the Lord that is providing the comfort, the conversation, the recognition unto his people. Because it's so easy to become a glory thief. It's so easy to take credit for something that the Lord is using you for. So as we approach the people, we would identify ourselves. We would say, hey, I am from this particular vineyard, and we are here. We were sent by the Lord to bring forth this fruit, to bring back, to bring some nutrition to the soul as well as the body. Because the fruit, it would nourish the soul, but they needed a word to nourish their body, to nourish their mind, to nourish their spirit. It would let them know, hey, I'm giving you this in the name of the Lord. Because they will remember that individual, and they will begin to think, well, this man or this woman or this missionary or this deacon gave me this. And that's not how the Lord wants us to operate. Preachers, I'm talking to you this evening. Give, do without recognition. Do not draw attention to yourselves. Whoever it is that is lifting up the name of the Lord, the charitable things that he have allowed you to do, because without his motivation in these things, we would not be able to do or accomplish anything. So we have to let God's people know that it is not I that is doing this. The Lord is using me as a vessel. We're supposed to blend back into the woodwork when it comes down to these things. We're supposed to do these things and as I would say, and get away from the rest. We're supposed to do these things and not think to ourselves that we did a good job. Not to think to ourselves that the people owe us something, because people will. It's only human nature for an individual to do something good and then later on expect a favor in return. But just do good for God's sake. Even with our children, sometimes we get so frustrated with them that we have to remind them, boy, girl, or whatever, I changed your diapers. I did this. I did that. And we're moving God completely out of the picture. But see, God motivated us to take care of our children, because there are so many parents who have walked away from their children. So many husbands that have abandoned their wives. So we're supposed to do these things without seeking recognition. Just do it. If God tells you to do it, just do it. It matters not the task, as long as God can use you as that vessel. Do it, and do it without recognition. It's time for us to stop being that glory thief. It's time for us to give God all the credit, even with the numerous poems and the different lessons that the Lord have given me to give unto his people. My mind cannot function that fast. My mind cannot get up on that caliber, whereas I can bring forth these things unless God has given these to me. And when he gives me these things, he wants me to give them to people without that recognition, without saying I did this, or without taking credit. If you want to give somebody the credit for doing something, now would be a good time to give God that credit. Now would be a good time to say, thank you, Lord, yes, and amen to your will and to your way. God is asking us in the kindest and the nicest of ways to back down from that prideful thing that we do. Because, see, when we do those things, we're expecting, as I said, some type of return. And we get frustrated. Why? Because we don't get the recognition, or we don't get a pat on the back for doing the things that God has told us to do, those charitable things that come from the heart. God's word said that our heart is deceitful, that we cannot trust our heart. So if I cannot trust my heart, then God has to put those good things in my heart so that I can go out there and show a dying world of how kind he is. Because on my own, I promise you, a long time ago, I would not have given anybody my last. But as time went by and as time progressed, God said, give it to him. Just like that old lady that went to the meal barrel, she gave. See, some people give out of their abundance. But this woman, she gave out of her all. And when she went back, what she had given had increased considerably. And we have to be extra careful, because there's a widow out there. I remember years back when I don't know whether it happened in your town or anywhere in the vicinity of where you may live, but the elderly people were really, really catching it. And in the process of them catching it, it was found out that in order for them to survive, they were surviving on cat food because it was the most economical meal that they could purchase at that particular time. I want to give you a good example now about giving without recognition, giving without bringing attention to yourself, giving without stealing the glory from God. Now, that old widow is prideful, and she would reject, even though she was in dire need, she would reject whatever it was that you was trying to do if you did it in a boastful way, because she don't want nobody to know at that particular time that she was in want. But whatever it was that the Lord would put on your heart to give her, just go and gently put it in her hand. Shake her hand and say, hey, it's so nice to see you. Whatever it was, it's $10, $20, $100 bill, or whatever it is, do that. And just walk away. Say that, let her know that the Lord loves you and that she grasped that out of your hand. She would know that it came from the Lord. We're not supposed to broadcast, for to give without recognition, not supposed to broadcast the things that we do. We're not supposed to say, I did this or I did that, especially if it's motivated by the Lord. Now, there are a lot of people who may do things for a future favor, who may do things just to make men think well of them. But God said you got to be careful of those men pleasers. You got to be careful of those people that are going way out of their way to make people think well of them. And if it's coming from God, then it's no reason why I should have any type of animosity in my heart if someone was not to thank me, if someone were not to say, I appreciate you. I'm not supposed to walk away from doing a good deed for God saying that that individual is ungrateful, that individual is unappreciative. I'm supposed to do what it is that the Lord will have us to do and keep on going. Do it without recognition, because people will attach that good deed when they were down and out, and they will feel that they owe you. But we got to be careful, because God's word says, owe no man. I'm not supposed to put anybody in debt or up under obligation because the Lord blessed me to bless them. Because there are a lot of grateful people out there. I spoke about the ungrateful people a few minutes ago, but there are a lot of people who are truly, truly grateful for anything that the Lord do for them. But if they attach that kindness, that gratitude, if they attach that to an individual, then they become up under obligation to that individual. Now, it was a passage in the Bible about, they called it the sandal rule, or the unjust steward, whereas this gentleman, was in debt. And by him being in debt, he was forgiven the debt that he had by his benefactor. But then someone owed him, and he put the man in jail. I'm just paraphrasing it. He put the man in jail because the man owed him. As I say, do it, and do it in the name of the Lord, and don't put nobody, I don't care who it is, up under obligation because you did them a favor, or it seems like you went out of your way to help them. This is what God, we're supposed to inconvenience ourselves. Not supposed to say, well, you know, I come way over here on this side of town and I don't have no gas. And so we're not supposed to do that because God is able. Now, we're going to move right here along to verse number, I think it's verse number 2. Now, verse number 3. And it says, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Once again, we are not to allow ourselves to bring that type of attention. It says the hypocrites do. So there's a lot of people who are searching for that recognition so that they can penalize you later on, because there is no penalty in doing something for the Lord. There is no penalty in going out of your way for the Lord. So the Lord has let us know that when we do things, also when we pray, do these things without recognition. Because you see how the scribes do, how the Pharisees do, what they do. They pray, they say they pray vain repetitions. Now, I want to tell you what a vain repetition is. A vain repetition is a prayer that you have heard so many times and you almost know that prayer word for word. The Lord said that when you pray, open up your mouth and he will speak for you. So we're not supposed to bring forth these vain repetitions in the public. We're not supposed to do it in the synagogues. We're not supposed to do it on the street corner, because there are some people that can pray so beautifully. And every time you hear that particular prayer, you will know it word for word. Now, one repetition that we do have when we pray, when we open up a prayer, is that we all, because we say that no man come to the Father except by through the Lord. So we are soliciting God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we must recognize the Son before the Father will hear us. And his word, he said, here is my Son who I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So we must recognize who the Lord is. We must recognize that it is the Lord that we must approach first, that we must recognize. So the only repetition that we should have in our prayers is that we're supposed to recognize the Lord. Other than that, I've listened to Brother Brown on numerous occasions, and whatever the situation is, whatever the world event is, he solicited the Lord to look out for those, to look out for those boys over there in the cave, to bless our president so that he could make the right decisions, to bless his father, to bless this person, to look out for that person. But see, that's not a vain repetition. That's the concern that he has in his heart for God's people so that he will not leave them out. Now, there are some things that are on our mind that we will address. But God's word is letting each and every last one of us know that we are not to vainly, and so we know that vain and vanity is of oneself. Regardless, I mean, when a person gets up there and they stumble over their words, or they don't quite know what to say, or it seems like they're trying to think about what it is that needs to be said. Now, that brother or that sister is praying from their heart, because sometimes we have so much on our heart, and to process that information and to bring it before the Lord, we stumble over our words. We mispronounce words. We forget things, and it seems like sometimes I've heard people pray, and the most beautiful prayer that you can hear is an unrehearsed prayer, a prayer where the individual pours out their heart, and then as the words begin to flow and as the tears begin to flow, you can feel it in your heart, because what's in the heart, it reaches the heart. So give these things without recognition. It's time for us to quit being, which is the subtopic for tonight. Give without recognition. And don't be a glory thief. And those things are very, very easy to do. As I say, sometimes we do things and other people get the credit for those things. We may go out of our way and we may see that they recognize somebody else. But see, that's not important of who recognized you or what it was that you done, or they call you out or single you out. And see, that's where one of the biggest frustrations in the church lies. And that's when we've done what we're supposed to do, and then it seems like a certain individual or certain people or a certain group or a certain auxiliary is being held up and lifted up over another. But as long as you do what it is that the Lord will have you to do, it's being recorded. It's being recorded because if you notice this, sometimes in school, it's all, not always the one that's constantly raising their hands that is showing off their knowledge that is the smartest one in the class. Sometimes an individual would just sit back and fold their arms and know in their heart and their mind what the right answer is. Because you don't, if you know, you don't have to go out there and prove or prove your doctrine. Because Brother Paul, he was doing these things without recognition. He knew so many languages, knew so many of them fluently. I think it was 17 languages and 7 of them fluently. And he said that a peculiar thing, that with all the things that he know, that he counted as dumb. And Paul was one of the most intelligent of the disciples. He said he counted as dumb if a person did not know Jesus Christ and him crucified. So it matters not what type of degree that you have. It matters not what type of education you had or how far you went in the seminary or how many letters or DDs or whatever it is that you have behind your name. Do these things without recognition, because we will be recognized. When you're a child of God, and I'll tell you how you will be recognized. He says in his word, let your light so shine that men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So that's how you'll be recognized. You'll be recognized by doing good, by treating people right, by loving ye one another as God has loved us, by being faithful to the ministry. These are the things that will bring recognition unto you. Look at old brother Job when the Lord had when God had a discussion with Satan, and he told him, said, have you considered my servant Job, a faithful an upright man? So Job wasn't doing anything to bring attention to himself, or neither are we. And there's so many examples where people have done things, and you know, they call them philanthropists or charitable organizations where they do things and they don't have to get that recognition. When you cast your arms, do it what? Secretly. And when you do things secretly, then a secret is something that's not known to many people. So when you do it secretly in the absence of God, God sees that. God will respond to that. So we have to be able to do and give and pray and minister without recognition. So my brothers and my sisters that are laboring, and it seems like you're laboring in vain, and it seems like nobody would even give you a pat on the back, and you're a faithful member to a congregation, I'd rather do what it is that the Lord would have me to do than to bring attention to myself and miss out on God, miss out on the Lord, to miss out on my blessings. Because everything that I do, everything that we do, that we take the credit for, God is shunning that. God is not pleased with that. So it's time for each and every last one of us to give. We don't have to broadcast how big our contribution was or how much we tied or whatever the situation might be. Just do what is right in the eyesight of God. And that's where we get in a lot of trouble, because we want to make the biggest donation. We want to get recognized for singing the best song, for sitting in the best seat. We come in the house of prayer sometimes, and somebody who may have got there a little bit earlier than us is sitting in a seat that we normally occupy. The seats in the house of prayer. And we would let that individual know, hey, you're sitting in my seat. And somebody is sitting there looking at you, saying, wait a minute, look at brother or sister so-and-so giving this individual a hard time because they say, and all of these things is bringing attention to ourselves. I'm telling you, that's not necessary, because God knows and God recognizes you. And the most important thing is that for God to know, whatever it is that you're doing, I can just about guarantee you that God knows. It's not necessary that I go out, that you go out, that we go out and do things just to get a pat on the back. Because I'm not doing that for God, I'm doing that for my own self. So I thank the Lord for, once again, this opportunity. Bring forth a message to you. Give. To pray. All these things that the sixth chapter of St. Matthew have instructed us to do. And do these things. And do them without drawing attention to yourself. Because if you're a child of God, people would know. If your light is shining, people already know who you are. So God bless you this evening. And may heaven keep you. I turn you back over to the hands of Brother Brown. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. Another awesome word delivered by Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. So I do pray that this word has been received and loved by each listener on tonight, because I know that someone may have been, their feelings may be hurt or may feel offended, but do not let that get you down, because that's your flesh. Because if you are a faithful, committed doer of God's word, then you are going to be doing whatever God called you to do. And just like he said, you're going to do it without wanting to receive recognition from man, because you already know that God knows what you're doing. Because that's why I love what he says. Whatever we do, do it in secret, because he says he's going to reward you openly so that everybody would know that God himself did it. God is the one that blessed you. God is the one that healed you, opened that door for you, made a way of escape for you. Had God not intervened, things wouldn't have been totally different. So that's why when we are faithful, committed doers of God's word, we don't have to go around trying to get recognition. We don't have to go around wondering or being fearful about people not patting us on the back, because we know that God sees all. And some people in the body of Christ need to be encouraged tonight. There's a song by Donna Lawrence that says, "Encourage yourself in the Lord." And I have found myself lately encouraging myself in the Lord. We are to encourage one another in the Lord. But sometimes it gets to a point. You need to know and have enough God in you and enough of God's word in you. And with the aid of the Holy Spirit, when you get depressed or feel like you're down and out and you feel like nobody understands and you feel like you're doing everything that God told you to do and everybody's being blessed but you, that's the enemy trying to get you discouraged. Then that's when you have to come to the point, I need to encourage myself in the Lord. And so thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God that he is a faithful doer of his word. And I thank God that he is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot feel nor change. So I thank God for who he is on tonight. And so I know that the worldwide listeners on tonight, we was blessed, along with myself, we was blessed by this word through Deacon Marvin Cox, and also through the inspirational poem titled A Grand Reunion Coming. And there is a grand reunion coming for those that are in the body of Christ when we all see Jesus face to face one day. And as a one corporate body of believers, when we all stand before Jesus and see him face to face, oh, yes, what a time that's going to be. A grand reunion coming. So, once again, we want to thank Deacon Marvin Cox for this word on tonight, give without recognition. And, again, that's found in the main scripture. He came from Matthew chapter 6, and which he's going to deal with verses 1 through 18, but he touched on a few verses. And I pray that you was blessed by the word as I was on tonight, as I'm always blessed by the word of God. It don't matter to me who's bringing the word. It could be a child. As long as I know it's the word of God, and that's why it's important that we have the word of God in front of us. So whoever is delivering God's word, whether it's a child, whether it's a female or a male, whoever the Lord is using to deliver his word, that's why I thank God for the word. And that's why he said, hide the word of God in your heart so that when things come upon you, that you will not sin against his word. And then at the same time, we must hide the word of God. So in the case there will come a time or a situation where God tests us and allow us to be in a situation where someone will come up to us and ask us a particular question pertaining to the word of God. That's why he says that we should study the word to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of God, the word of truth. So that when they come to us with these questions, we may not know the answer right away, right then, but that's why he said he will bring these things back to our remembrance. So you cannot remember what the word of God says if you have not studied his word and if the word of God is not in you. So that's the word from me tonight, as the Lord led me to say that, because somebody needed to hear that word just now, what I just spoke. I did not speak that out of my flesh. I spoke that through the Holy Spirit. Somebody needs to know that God himself, he is a faithful rewarder, and he is still faithfully watching over his word in the life of the saints who have committed faithful doers of his word on tonight. So my prayer is that you will have received this word on tonight and that it has been a blessing to someone else other than myself. So thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox. You continue to stand on the wall, continue to be the man, the vessel that God has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this, as we live and see these last and evil days. For we know that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So my prayer is that all those that are not in relationship with Jesus Christ, this is a good time to call upon his name while you have breath in your body, while the blood is running warm in your vein. You can be saved even tonight and be saved in Jesus' name, and then you will come to know your God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. That's our prayer for you on tonight. Be saved in Jesus' name, because Jesus Christ is coming again. Well, that's the program for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. I ask that you would close out in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as once again we come to you, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We know that we don't deserve them. We're not worthy of them, but we thank you for each one of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I come now lifting up my man of God, my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings. I lift him up to you, and not only him, but my father, James Frank Brown, Sr. I know that you know both of their situations, and not only them, but everyone that is dealing with physical issues, Heavenly Father, in their bodies. We know that you are the chief physician who never has lost a patient, and we know that it's your desire that all will be healed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. So we lift up everyone that's going through issues in their bodies, minds, and spirits, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, heal, and deliver, and move by your spirit and heal in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in each individual life, that your will be done in their lives for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, oh, yes, Lord, we do come again lifting up our President Donald Trump, and not only him, but every world leader, Heavenly Father, that are not walking in your will, that have hidden motives and agendas. Heavenly Father, we know that you are able to even touch their minds and their hearts even right now. We know that you have no respect of persons. So we pray, Lord, that if they're not saved in Jesus' name, that you would even touch their hearts, send a word their way, that they would be able to hear your word and they too will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in Jesus' name, and therefore they will know their God purpose, and they too will then be able to see and know and show love and compassion toward all people in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to bless your word, continue to move by your spirit as only you can all over the land. We need you, Lord, because we know that your word is true, and we know that Jesus Christ is soon to come again, because your word told us that when we see the things that are happening in the earth now that are going on, not to be alarmed, because these things was going to happen before your son Jesus came back to the earth. So it's our prayer, Lord, that you would continue to bless us as individuals to do your will in the earth, not only behind the four walls of the church, that we can finally actually go out into the streets where the people are and do what you have commanded us to do, and that is to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name so that they will know their God purpose in the earth and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We bless your name on tonight, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're awesome in all your ways, and there is none like you in all the earth. And we just, for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, know that God loves you. I love you too. And we just want you all to know that we thank God for the blood of Jesus. And remember that we are covered by the Lord. So that's why we're going to continue to ask the Lord to cover me. And we thank God that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So we're going to close out with that song on tonight. Cover me, Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thy, with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me.